Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
I'm John from Channel 5's Gadget Show, and you're listening to Frequency Cast.
And we are doing a special report update from the Gadget Show Live. The day is Tuesday, the 12th of April. And Pete, what have we seen?
Well, first off, let's just explain that today is the press and professional day of the show. It actually opens to the public tomorrow morning, and we can see at the moment all of the poor exhibitors that have had a hard day on their feet are going to go home and get a good night's sleep, ready for what's going to be a busy few days here at the NEC in Birmingham. First off, what impressed you the most?
Well, I liked the 3D stuff. There's lots of 3D visual things. There's lots of surround sound systems out there.
And the Gadget Show this year is bigger than it's ever been before. Looking from where we are at the moment, we're right by the test track stand. I must admit as well, the Robot Wars section certainly appealed to me. There's the opportunity to drive a few robots in a Robot Wars kind of environment, which is good. And obviously this year as well, they've added the gaming zone. And obviously it's a lot bigger than the previous year's Gadget Show.
Fantastic. So the presenters, we've had a little chat with some of our special friends. Although we had a chat with Jason yesterday, we didn't actually get an official chat with him. We thought we'd give him a day off. But we have spoken to two very lovely young ladies.
Hi there, I'm Susie Perry from The Gadget Show, listening to Frequency Cast.
Hi, so I'm here with Pollyanna. What are we doing?
Well, you are at Gadget Show Live. It is, of course, that time of the year again. Very excited this year. We have got big halls. It's getting bigger and better. And I must admit, it's great to see you guys.
Thank you very much. We're on Frequency Cast, as always.
We've also been around talking to a number of the exhibitors here, lots and lots of exhibitors. And here are just a few samples of some of the people that we've been talking to.
So I've been walking around the Gadget Show, totally minding my own business. And I've just been harassed by two very sexy young ladies. What's your name?
Suze.
And what's your name?
Tara.
And what are you holding in your hands?
The Steadicam smoothie.
Okay, so we've got a device here. If you've got a shaky movie, why not try a Steadicam smoothie?
I like his style.
It's very smooth.
Well, I'll go off with these two. Go off and look at something else.
Yes.
Right, my turn to talk now. This is Pete from Gadget Show Live 2011, and I'm talking to Jason from My Sunny, who has lots of battery packs and accessories for iPhone. Jason, tell me what I'm looking at here.
Okay, basically everyone knows about their iPhones. They use a lot of power, so we provided a solution, mysunny.com. What we're looking at here is chargers for the iPhone 3G, 3GS, and also the iPhone 4. These are available now. Retailing $69.99.
Excellent. So everyone should come and see you at the My Sunny stand at Gadget Show Live for these lovely sleeves that will boost your 3G and 4. Thank you very much, Jason.
Thank you.
I'm back with the Swap people again. I'm now talking to Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Peter. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you very much. And you have reason to celebrate, I understand.
Yes. We're very happy. We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world by Alexander from Guinness World Record, who was our adjudicator for today.
Excellent. Hello there, Alex.
Hi there.
So this is a first for the... remind me again, it's the world's...
It's the lightest touchscreen mobile phone.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to everyone at Swap. Superb news. Thank you very much.
The official numeric value was, I believe, Alex, was...
40.3 grams.
Wonderful.
The previous record was...
Previous record was 55.1 grams. So it's quite an achievement.
Yeah. Happy because not only we beat the record, we've sort of considerably beat it, really. So we're all very happy in Swap.
It'll be very hard for anyone else to beat that one, isn't it?
Oh, well, we'll see. Technology's changing every day, so we'll see. Hopefully not too soon, anyway.
And just a reminder, that's the Nova, is that correct?
The Swap Nova, yes.
And, of course, Frequency Cast reviewed that back in show number 61.
What's up? This is Otis from The Gadget Show, and you're listening to Frequency Cast, the UK's TV and tech podcast. Enjoy.
This is Pete reporting from The Gadget Show, and I'm at the protectyourbubble.com stand with David.
Hi there, I work for Protect Your Bubble. We're here at The Gadget Show on stand G23. You can come to us to insure your gadgets. We insure a wide range of gadgets for very reasonable prices. Our excesses are low. Our cover is very good, very competitive.
And your website address is?
www.protectyourbubble.com.
This is Carl in The Gadget Show in a galaxy far, far away, and I'm talking to R2-D2. Do you know where you are? Have you been here long? Do you come here often? Thank you very much for your time. I hope you enjoy your time here, and I'll see you again soon.
I'm now on a stand with a very large flat screen, widescreen monitor, and Carl, looking a bit like a Borg, he seems to be plugged into some weird headset.
They're torturing me, I swear it. They put this thing on my head, it's sending electrical pulses to my brain.
So I'm talking to David, to Boris and Kelly. And the company name is?
We're NeuroSky.
Okay, and you've plugged our presenter Carl into some technology. Why exactly have you done that?
Well, we just wanted to make sure that Carl had a brain.
So you've tested Carl's brain. Does it give you a size?
Yeah, it gives actually a sign that the brain exists and the size is quite big. But we are now trying to see how smart he is, not only the size.
Not only the size. Now, is size important, Kelly?
Size is always important to any girl.
Okay, so David, talk me through what we're going to do.
We're measuring Carl's EEG, which is the electroencephalogram signal that comes off of his head. Over the next 30 seconds, we're going to have him answer as many questions as he can. And at the end of the 30-second period, we can see how much attention he was paying at each question.
Okay, here we go. Starting in 3, 2, 1.
Notice his attention level as he gets frustrated. Now he's listening to what I'm saying, and you can watch his attention level literally go from engagement to disengagement.
One, four, three.
You're lying.
12 minus 3.
He got that right.
So there you go. I think we've conclusively proved that Carl is absolutely hopeless and has the attention span of a gnat.
Maybe at the end of the day, size does matter.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
The benefits for parents, for teachers, for tutors is really academic, in the sense that we give lessons in the form of math and memory and pattern recognition, and we're able to determine whether the student is paying attention. We also try to do it in a fun way. We have a couple of more enjoyable, whimsical games, Minty Ant and Jack's Adventure, and these all come on a bonus CD, which is included with the Mind Wave that we're selling here at the show, and that's available at neurosky.com as well.
Hi, I'm Carl, and we're at the Gadget Show live with Clive from iRobot team.
Yeah, hi there. I'm here to show the Roomba vacuum cleaning robot, designed to make your life simple and more free. You don't even need to be in the house to have clean rooms.
I'm still at the Gadget Show, and I've just bumped into two beautiful women, Jade and Ellie, and they've got such a fantastic company name for something they're selling. What are you selling, girls?
Fanny Wang's headphones.
Fanny Wang's headphones. Can you say that as well, please?
Fanny Wang's headphones.
I can't believe how stunning they are. Tell me about these headphones.
What we wanted to do was create a product that was beautiful and attracted a wider audience. They're very comfortable to wear. They have special padding on the ear muffs themselves. So even though they're not active noise cancellation, they do block out all the background sounds. So even if you're listening to them in a very noisy environment like here at the Gadget Show, you can still get immersed in your music.
So once again, girls, what's the name of this company?
Fanny Wang.
It is now 4 o'clock. Gadget Show Live Professional is now closed for the day. Thank you.
So that's it. The Gadget Show opens tomorrow on Wednesday, the 13th of April. Make sure you come down here because this is an awesome one.
Those of you that are coming down to the Gadget Show this week, it's an amazing show. Very, very impressive. We have a website which we encourage you to go to, www.frequencycast.co.uk/GSL, standing for Gadget Show Live, where we'll have links, some audio and a few other bits and bobs. And we'd like you to stay tuned because we'll be reporting on more from the Gadget Show Live very soon.
So that's all from us for now. Just to remind you, it's www.frequencycast.co.uk/GSL.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.